Whew, man. It's another one in the history of this series, man. It's an honor to be a part of this rivalry with that group. Got a lot of respect for them, man. Obviously, it was a 60-minute football game. But I'm just happy for those guys in that locker room. They fought and fought and fought, not only tonight, but throughout the entire journey. And so we move forward.
One of the greatest regular season games in Steeler history, Bob.
It felt like a playoff game. They created that playoff game because they lost in Cleveland. I'm going to wrap that up. But it was a playoff game. It won't go in the category as a playoff game, but it was a playoff game.
Well, it kind of leads to the question I'm thinking about for people at 412-928-9370. Given the nature of that win, the stakes of it, the fact that it was the Ravens, how it went in front of the home crowd, just a game we'll always remember. Do the Steelers still need to win a playoff game to make this a successful season in your eyes? Maybe somebody has a different criterion for what a successful season would be. I don't know, but it feels to me like the focus all year, really even from the Steelers, has been we got to win a playoff game around here. So, Bob, let me ask you, do they still need to win a playoff game for you to call this season a success?
Yes, because, and listen, AFC North is great. You win a division, that's what it's all about when you start the season. However, given the fact that Baltimore started 1-5 and they missed Lamar Jackson for several games, you know, here and there, given the fact that Joe Burrow was out for 3 months, this was a division they pretty much controlled from the beginning. Had it not gone this way and they did not capitalize on what I just described, then it would have been a really difficult way to look at this season. So they got this win. They win a division. That's great. That's always the first step. But yes, given their history and how few and, you know, when was the last really significant playoff game they played where they were in the game? I don't remember one. It has to go all the way back to...
And that gets to my line of demarcation here. And maybe I've gone soft, Bob. I'm wavering. I'm thinking that if I can only see a competitive game that comes down to the wire that they have a chance to win, that after what I witnessed last night combined with that, I may be okay with that. Just give me a competitive playoff game.
Yeah,
please.
But it's time to win those.
I know.
It is. And I know they feel that way.
What do you mean those? They haven't played in one of them.
Well, they against Buffalo. They've had that game was probably the closest one of them all in Buffalo, where Mason Rudolph was their quarterback,
and we all knew that there was no chance they were going to come back.
But my point is, yeah, they got to win them. You can only, you know, you get there, you set yourself up, now go on a roll.
I'll probably go with you, and say for me to call this season a success, they have to win one. But I'll be tempted if it's a great game with the Texans, goes overtime or whatever.
So will I, because
I'll be very tempted to say, you know what, I'll take that. I'll take
especially
it.
If they play a really good game. And, you know, there's going to be some luck involved, some calls involved. You'd have to analyze the whole thing. But generally speaking, they need to start winning playoff games, especially with this group when you have older guys.
Well, now let's turn to Mr. P. He's a very tough grader. He said that Penn State, anything less than a national championship was a failure. Limits, what about the Steelers? What do they have to do still to make this season a success for you?
This was a great game last night. It was fun. Winning the division is awesome, but you have to win a playoff game. I'm not going to let the joy of last night, you know, take away from what the overall point is. The goal is to win championships, and it starts with winning playoff games. And
so they
haven't been competitive enough in the last
10
years.
They win one, and you call it a success, correct?
I would, yes.
Okay. Let's get people's opinions. 412-928-9370. Do we think they're going to win this game, Bob?
I do, and I think they'll win it comfortably.
Wow.
When I say comfortably, I'm talking about the spread is, what, 3.5 at this point? I think they'll cover that spread.
I think they're going to win 15-10. Why do you think they're going to win?
Because I think Aaron Rodgers has been down this road before. They haven't had a quarterback since Ben who's capable of getting through this sort of traffic, you know, and it is traffic at this time of the year. You're going to face some good teams that play good defense. I believe in what he's been able to do, and more importantly, I think they believe in his belief. And because of it, they're all playing really, with a lot of expectations in their own minds. Like, they believe they can do it. I think belief, like you talked about hope earlier, belief is a big word.
And he talked
about
that.
If you believe into something, you can get the job done.
Yeah.
And he's been hard on them. He yells at them. But I think they respect him and know that he's been there, done that. And I think it kind of makes its way over to them.
Yeah, man. He's the key figure here. And the season, every NFL season, is just littered with so many potholes and obstacles that it feels like there's landmines everywhere. And the Steelers made it through. And not only did they make it through, they're relatively healthy on defense. And I know there were some big plays, obviously, right? They gave up last night. Mm-hmm. But it was a very specific kind of big play. It was fourth downs where you think they're not going deep, a third and one where you think they're not going deep. And to their credit, I thought more to their credit than the Steelers' discredit, Jackson and the Ravens made plays. They did. I don't think Houston's making those plays. I think Houston's coming here for a cold weather game without a running game. And that is a bad recipe. They have a great defense, but I think the Steelers will play a great game defensively themselves. I haven't seen, I don't remember the last time Hayward, Highsmith, Watt, healthy, revved up, ready to go for a playoff game. Those three guys are ready. Those three guys are ready. Watt is back. I think he'll be a week better, week healthier. He still looked like he was having an impact on the game. He made the interception, had a couple of pressures. Combine that with, I think, a much improved secondary. Throw a little Derek Harmon in there, a little Keanu Benton in there, a little Nick Herbig in there. He had a couple big plays. People think I'm crazy. They laughed at me in the back when I said it. I could actually see a shutout in this game, but I'm going to give the Texans 10 points. I'm going to give the Steelers 15. I'm going to give Aaron Rodgers the benefit, the advantage over C.J. Stroud in a game like this.
Me too.
And I think the Steelers are going to win this game.
I think the one difference, you know, it's going to be harder because if you looked at the Calvin Austin touchdown pass, Baltimore, which does not generate a pass rush on its own, they need help. As a result, their corners play off the ball. The one thing the Houston Texans do, they force you off the line of scrimmage to get into your route. And they take that away with that rush that they don't need help with. They can just get to the quarterback on their own. So Calvin Austin won't have an opportunity to just get free rein for 10 yards, and then the guy falls down on the, you know, broke ankles, he slipped, whatever. That, those kind of plays, you're not going to see all that often. So they're going to have to win their routes, gain separation, and that's why DK Metcalf will be a welcome guy back.
Gigantic.
They need him to be a difference maker, somebody who can win in the red zone especially when they get there.
Not only that, but Rodgers and Freiermuth have now developed a little bit of a connection.
Boy,
and that makes
so
all
good.
The difference.
And he's so reliable. You throw the ball to him, he's going to win those battles. You saw it last week, even in Cleveland, in the loss. Right before halftime, they needed to move down the field to get a field goal. It was him twice in the middle of the field.
At the
end of the game,
that's right.
It was him twice in the middle of the game, middle of the field. So
they have unlocked the middle of the field.
Right.
So you do that with a little bit. And by the way, Austin in the first Ravens game made a huge catch late in that game.
Yep.
Would have been a 73-yard touchdown if he doesn't get tackled by a shoestring. You have to account for him.
No question about it. And then the dink and dunk game comes into play too. You know, so I think they're going to have a winning game plan, and I think they'll execute it and win this game. And then it's going to be anyone's guess where they play next and who they play next. Could be on the road, could be at home.
Limits? You planning on a win here or no?
Honestly, yes. And I said that if they came into this playing Buffalo, I'd feel really bad about it. The Chargers not good about it, but Houston, I'd feel okay. And I'm feeling pretty good after what I saw in that performance.
But you know how
the
fast
Ravens
this
with
all
Rodgers.
Changes.
I know. And
I
got to look into more
to
the Texans.
The Detroit game, the Miami game, how good they were in those games. And they go to Cleveland, and it just changes.
I know.
And the one difference is that Cleveland defense. Say what you want about their team, but they know how to limit guys. So that's
at
what
times,
this Houston,
Bob. They also gave up 31 to the Titans.
I understand that, but they have the people who can shut you down when they're playing their game. I think Houston has that too.
They do.
I also
it's a great defense.
Their offense is not going to be good enough to score on the Steelers unless the Steelers make, you know, bad plays and communication issues that lead to uncontested touchdowns like we saw last night.
I'm pretty confident about this game. There are going to be some ugly offensive series. They're going to end in sacks as long as they don't end in turnovers.
Well, that's the other part of this. The Steelers have been good at that. They have to be really good at that in this game. You cannot give them a short field because they could take advantage of that. They have a very good kicker, Kaimi Fairbairn, who hit six of them yesterday. I mean,
What's his name, Bob?
Did you see his real name? I tweeted this out because I remember we did a preseason game with them. I'm going to tell you his real name because he's from Hawaii, and they always have long names, and they mean something. His name has like 35 letters in it. I got to find it. It's way back when.
What do you think that's like putting on a driver's license?
Well, that's why he's Kaimi Fairbairn, because it, the real name is...
And now my computer shut
down. You're filling out your SAT. Please put your name in the box. I don't have enough,
Is he
sir?
Having a good year, Bob?
Okay, so here it is. Yes. John Christian. Now, bear with me when I say this. K-A-I-M-I-N-O-E-A-U-L-O-A-M-E-K-A apostrophe I-K-E-O-K-E-O-K-U-M-U-P-A apostrophe A Fairbairn. It means seeker of wisdom in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Can he kick this year, Bob?
Yeah, he made six field goals yesterday.
Man, I hope we get a snow game. Right now it says a high of 36. Oh, no, that's Sunday.
No, it's going to be in the 50s, I think.
Mostly sunny?
Yeah.
It says 36 degrees, 28 of a low.
Well, 36 is nothing, especially if there's no wind.
I want to see a snowstorm. I want to see a snow game, Bob. Those are my favorite, and they're dwindling in the NFL. Anyway, I think this is a very, very winnable game. They avoided Josh Allen. I'd rather face a great defense than a great quarterback, wouldn't you?
Or you may get both opportunities in this playoff run if there is a run.
You might. All right, let's hit the phone lines, Limits.
All right, Joe, I think the lightning is hitting the thunder right here. We got some lightning on the line.
Oh, boy, is the lightning happy today. I got my new AFC champion hat on right now, and it feels great. Mrs. Lightning got me up this morning. She says, you better go out and get that hat right away while they last. So I went to the store and I bought it, and it feels so good on my head. But I'm calling to tell you one thing, Steelers and Steeler Nation. We will win this game, and I'm going to give you my prediction. 26-13, the Pittsburgh Steelers will win a playoff game. So what do you guys think about that out there? Are you excited as I am? This is Lightning Ozzie saying to Steeler Nation, here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Bob, do you think he talks like that around the house?
Can you
over
imagine
mundane things?
What happens if the game goes bad like Cleveland? He's sitting in front of the television and Mrs. Lightning is there, and Mrs. Lightning don't want to have any more thunder or lightning. That could be ugly.
Yeah.
I love optimism. Why not? This is the time of the year. You hope.
I love Ozzie.
You believe.
Yeah. Lightning. And the reality is that nothing's off the table here.
No. In previous years, we would have said, you got to go to Arrowhead. Who's
I have
gonna
no
do
idea.
That?
Honestly, I mean, I have my prediction. So do you. So does everybody. I would not be surprised at the only thing that would surprise me this weekend is if Carolina beats the Rams. That would surprise me. And I know they already have. It's a 10.5 point spread. The Rams are way better. Nothing in the AFC would surprise me.
No.
You?
No, because it's wide open. As you said, every team is flawed in some way. And it's about who steps up in these critical times. I mean, do I want to go to New England? No, but I think they can win there. They won earlier this year. I know what it took to do it. Do you think going to Denver, this will be a real significant game for a lot of young players on their team too? They're beatable. Everyone's beatable, and that includes the Steelers. They're very beatable.
This kind of game that I think it's going to be, Mike Tomlin lives for, doesn't he? It's going to be a defensive field goal kicking battle, very likely.
Yeah, but so does Houston. They live by those games too. They play the same kind of game. Two defensive coaches going at it. I would expect it to be, like you said, low score. You said 15-10?
Yeah.
I'd go in that range. I don't think it's going to be what we saw in the fourth quarter yesterday.
No. Nope. It's not.
That was fun.
I don't think
though.
It's going to happen.
When was the last time you got one of those back and forth games like that with big play after big play after big play?
Well, according to that tweet earlier, it's been over a decade since we had a game with three touchdowns like that in the fourth quarter. Wasn't that the tweet Limits of?
I think so.
20 or 30 yards in the air, those kind of things. Those just bombs for touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Who would expect that in a Steeler-Ravens game? They're typically all low scoring and Not a lot of offense, defense,
especially
physical.
The way it was going. People were complaining how many air yards is Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball sideways. And
Lamar had 48 yards passing late in the third quarter.
And then it all broke loose.
Next.
Incredible.
All right, here is Big Al. He wants to talk about the game.
Hello, Big Al.
Hey, Mr. Pompeiani, you're the best announcer in this country, but I want to tell you my perspective. 67 years I've played a referee football. I've been going, you weren't even born. Tomlin should have no credit for that game whatsoever. First of all, he's supposed to be a defensive wizard. These guys are 15, 20 yards wide open. It's a joke around the league. And you hire a guy who was 7-10 for 3 years to call offensive plays. You're on a 1 yard line, 2 yard line. You got twice, 8 plays, and he can't come up with a play. You mean to tell me this guy should be calling plays?
Can't you just enjoy it for a day?
Wait, let me finish. First of all, you guys do all the talking. Maybe you guys, Bob, you should call the plays. You guys have all the answers. No. This guy had nothing to do with that win. When those players come to the sideline, they never go to Tomlin. They go to the assistant coaches, and I've never seen him talk on that mic on a headset.
No.
He's a disgrace. He's a defensive
Al,
wizard.
You've never seen it because they don't cut to it when he made, you know.
Al, is this guy's name Al, Bob?
Yeah, Big Al.
Al, can't you just enjoy a win like that?
You guys, I hope you guys don't bet. This CJ Stroud, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lay you 2-1, 10,000 to 5,000. You hold the money. Anybody come get my number. The CJ Stroud will destroy that defensive back. I don't know what the, you guys are looking at when you're watching the game. And, Bob, one thing you do is wrong. You're a great announcer. You always defend the Steelers. You're the biggest homer in Pittsburgh. Everybody knows it. And once Pittsburgh defensive back does something wrong, first thing you say, what about Cleveland? What about New York? People from Pittsburgh don't care about defense at Cleveland. We worry about Pittsburgh.
Bob, you've been attacked by an alley cat.
You defend them to the end.
That's fine. You can have you sound out. It sounds like you need some anger management issues here. Now, come on. They won a game.
The alley cat just attacked you, Bob.
I mean, I can be critical when I have to be, but I'm not – me, myself, normally, I'm not into, you know, ending careers just because it seems like it's the easy way out on every level. Everyone wants to fire everyone. I get all that. I understand why people get this way. I understand fan anger. I see it every day when people call. But I also know that sports, and I've said this all along, sports is reality television. Things can happen that you never expect. And if you want to make a conclusion based on a game specific, it could change the next week. We see that week to week in the NFL. So, you know, say what you want. I know what I enjoy watching. I enjoyed that game. Can they win? Yes. If they don't, will there be people calling for all sorts of change? Sure. That's part of it. That's what we do here on this program. But I'm not going to change my way because people think whatever they think.
Well, first of all, if they do win a playoff game, it doesn't mean that we weren't right, or I feel like I wasn't right for 8 years in ripping them for not even coming close to winning one. It's 8 blanking years.
I get it.
Go win a playoff game. But secondly, Bob, why can't people just be happy with the game last night? I don't get it. Like, I'm looking at my column from the Post-Gazette today. Suddenly, there is joy and hope in the Pittsburgh sports world. There is. The Steelers have a home playoff game that they could win, and it was an unbelievable game last night. The Penguins, against everybody's expectations except yours, Bob, and you were right, are good this year. They're good.
They're
4 points off the top spot in the East, and the Pirates just went out and signed 2 players who can actually play. They were both all-stars. So my point is, it wasn't long ago here we were reading legitimate pieces, like Pittsburgh Magazine had a story called Welcome to the Dark Ages of Pittsburgh Sports. They were right. We were all talking about that. Suddenly, on this day, and really, when you look at what the Pirates did lately in a matter of 6 days, and you look at what the Penguins have done this season, it feels a lot different around here. And then you get to the second comment below. We beat it. Fizzlewig is his name, Bob. Fizzlewig, he calls himself. We beat a team that finished the season 8-9. I think old Joe might be a tad over-exuberant. Like Eeyore, right? Can't Fizzlewig or Al just enjoy a game? It doesn't mean you have to think that Tomlin is a great coach.
No, but you have to give them credit for winning a game that a lot of people thought they would lose based on what we saw in Cleveland. That's all that is. I felt good about them mostly because I thought Baltimore would make the same sort of mistakes. Coaches make mistakes all the time.
Did Fizzlewig call your show yesterday?
I don't remember anyone called Fizzlewig. I would have remembered that.
He wants to fizzle. He wants to fizzle everything limits. He's just a fizzler.
He is just throwing, you know, complete salt into the wound. He is trying to just blow some smoke.
How did Al finish? Did he say goodbye?
No.
No.
He might have still been talking, but I had him plotted down.
He seemed miserable, Bob.
See, that's what I, in general, don't want, know why people, you know, on a day like today, especially, but just generally, you have every day, get up, enjoy the day, make a choice. The choice is either I'm going to be really happy, I'm going to be looking forward to being better myself, or I'm going to be a miserable wreck. Miserable wreck, not a good way
miserable
to live your
wreck.
Life.
He was giving very constructive criticism to you,
Bob. Know,
Bob. You're the best sportscaster in the country.
I suffer from low-level chronic dissatisfaction. I'm not always happy, but
I'm saying when it comes down to it,
why wake up today and be angry?
If you have a choice to make every day, are you going to make what choice do you want to make? You know, that's all I'm saying. Enjoy this time. This is a big win. It leads to a week's worth of a lot of conversation with your
yes.
friends, with people at work, and you get excited, you play a game. If they win again, then all of a sudden it becomes a role.
Could even
then,
lead to a talk with Father Max, who poured holy water in the end zone yesterday, unless the
right.
Steelers step in and say he can't talk. Is that the question right now? Is that what's happened?
I don't know what the case is.
I don't know. They called you. St. Vincent called us.
Yeah, I've been given no clarity.
And then all of a sudden, gone. Everything's gone. Everything's disappeared. What happened?
I provided a number that they could reach us at, but the phone has not rang. I'm waiting for the
Bob,
phone to ring.
Can you get
Bob,
to the
I'm
bottom of this?
The
You're the one who holds all the sway
I'm
over at
no,
the Steelers.
I'm waiting. I don't know the reason, and until I know, I'm not going to speculate what it may be.
Bob,
I don't know.
What was it like growing up when you had to legitimately sit by the phone and wait for somebody to call? Like you couldn't send a text, and they said, like, hey, I'll call you at like 7
p.m. It was a much better, life,
don't.
I think.
But they, what, they don't
I
call, just, and then you're still sitting by the phone.
I tell you, looking at this screen all the time and all the people who were behind it yelling and screaming and hating and I think it's a tough time to be a young kid growing up, honestly.
Yeah.
You know? And the guy who did all this, like, if you look at
just look
Tyler
at
Loop.
Look at Fizzlewig.
Look at Tyler Loop's, I mean, death threats. You know? Is that where we are? Is that where people want to
I don't know, Bob. I would say if somebody missed a kick 50 years ago, people were sick enough then, too. They just did it. They didn't have the convenient
vehicle
of social media.
I understand it. But this makes it worse. Because it's just a long list of all these threats in here. It's just terrible. I hate it.
Yeah, or else you send a letter to them and it got there like 3 days later where things have died down already.
Yeah.
It's terrible that can't get screened.
Well, now this is taking a dark turn, Bob. Is this because of Big Al or Fizzlewig?
I blame Fizzlewig.
Fizzlewig. I love it.
And is it because our fun's been ruined? All we wanted was to have a fun conversation with Father Max, but everybody wants to ruin our fun too, right?
Listen, it's a good time to talk about and feel good about a team, what they did. Yes, they had some luck at the end.
Yes.
Sure. Every team has that if you're going to win. You got to stay healthy. You got to be lucky in that regard. You have to get a couple of calls your way, whatever it may be.
There's photos of Father Max here at the Post-Gazette. Look at this. This is incredible. He looks like Bert Blyleven. Did you notice that, Limits?
Wicked curveball.
No. Go look on PostGazette.com
okay.
right now.
I will.
Look up the headline. That says divine intervention, priest gets credit for Steelers win, and tell me that Father Max isn't the spitting image of Bert Blyleven. It's unbelievable, actually. And we were all
I haven't
set
seen
to talk
Bert in
to
a long time. We're,
well, like, prime Bert Blyleven. Yeah. When he had that nasty curveball, you remember?
Yes.
Do you see
it?
It
was
yet,
one
Bob?
Of the best no, I'm getting there. It's one of the best curveballs, really.
All we wanted
seen.
Was a fun little interview.
Oh yeah, I do see
That's
it.
That's all.
I do see it.
Yeah? You see the resemblance?
What do you think this play is going to be named, or the missed field goal? I think it should just be the answered prayer.
Loops.
I like what Rick, our caller, said.
What? Loops poop?
No, not Loops poop. Who said that?
I just said that.
He just said
Tyler
it
Loop.
It.
Isn't that his name?
Yeah, that's no. He said the Immaculate.
Loops bloop.
The
Loopers,
loop.
Looper's blooper.
The Immaculate Prevention.
Looper's blooper.
Bob.
The Immaculate
Blooper?
Prevention.
What about Loops Bloop?
The Immaculate Prevention is good. Loops Bloop is good.
Loops Bloop might be the winner. You don't like the answered prayer?
Why did Bob take such offense at Loops Poop?
I didn't. I wanted to get my other one.
I thought
think
that was pretty good.
It's a little...
I'm giving credit to Father Max, that's all.
Yeah, you want to try to keep poop out of it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's not nice.
I mean, he did kind of...
Yeah, he definitely, you know... Yeah.
Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. Well, they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180. Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I'd say right now, I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything, but who's ever preventing Father Max from joining the show in good fun, that's my social media loser of the day. I don't know. Maybe it's nobody. Maybe it's just he's busy.
Maybe he's busy.
Maybe he's traveling.
Yeah.
But why would they call us at the beginning of the show from St. Vincent and say we're listening and enjoying it, and sure we can get. Did they say they could get him?
Yeah.
Okay. Then what happened over the ensuing three and a half hours,
Bob? I don't know.
That's why I said in a couple of moments, because they told me a couple of minutes.
Something happened.
I think the biggest loser.
Somebody stepped in.
The biggest loser, Joe, are the people that are going at Tyler Loop on social media and trying to ruin his life.
I know. It's sickening. It is. No, you know, social media's biggest losers are the people who can't enjoy the win. I'm sorry.
I agree with that, too. Enjoy the win.
And right at the top there is, what's his name?
I wonder, did they get that Fios thing fixed locally?
No.
What Fios thing, Bob?
You didn't know that? That the Channel 11 locally could not be seen, NBC, because they have a disagreement between NBC and Fios. That hasn't been fixed? I thought it was fixed. No, I guess not.
Fizzlewig, that's who I'm.
You know, I've admired him from afar for a long time. It's good to do it with him. But again, as I've said multiple times here in recent weeks, this was the vision in the spring when we pursued him. That's why you do business with a 41, 42-year-old guy. Been there, done that guy with a resume like his. He's not only capable, man, he thrives in it. And I think he put that on display tonight.
Sure did, and provided a reminder. Remember the obsession everybody had? And I never bought into this, that Tomlin so badly wanted a running quarterback, just so badly wanted that. Now, we did bring in Justin Fields, but Trubisky wasn't really that. They drafted Pickett, who had decent mobility. They brought in Russell Wilson, whose running days were over. And now Rodgers is a reminder, Bob, that this game is won
in the pocket,
largely.
Yeah.
And you beat him with your brain, largely. And I'll tell you what, Lamar played a great game above the shoulders yesterday.
He did.
He was unbelievable in those short yardage situations. That's where games are won and lost. I never really understood or bought. People used to say all the time, they'd call in this show, say, Tomlin just wants a guy who can run. He wants a running quarterback. I don't know. Does he? You just want a guy who can win.
You want a guy who's capable of escaping. And Ben was never fast, but he knew how to get out of harm's way when he was in those situations.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of mobility I want on my quarterback. But by and large, you have to be good in the pocket. You have to know how to go through your progressions and do all that stuff. And, boy, this guy has done it throughout his career. It's just a matter of, you know, when he first came here, you wanted the age factor. How much would that hurt? Hurt him? Would he be first to be injured of all these quarterbacks? Turned out he was the most durable of everybody in the AFC North. And the brain power still works very well. His arm is lively. I don't think that was ever in question. It was just about whether or not he'd be able to withstand 17 games with a young offensive line, and would that hurt them? But all this stuff here has worked exactly, I think, the way they probably had envisioned it.
Tell you what, that was a hell of a throw to Isaiah Likely, too, and a great catch at the end.
It really was. I mean, Likely had to go up. And again, thinking about that, as soon as that catch was made, I said, there you go. That's the karma. Likely gets denied a touchdown in Baltimore when I thought that was a touchdown. He's going to make the play that's going to win the game for them. And it never worked out.
Incredible game. The kind that we all love sports for. You know what I mean? What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Sunny today and a high of Derek Watt, 44, a low of 22. Andrew McCutcheon, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, coaches getting fired. Jonathan Gannon was one today. Tell me who else limits. Remind me.
Kevin Stefanski's
out. Raheem Morris.
Pete Carroll is out.
Carroll is the other one who got fired.
Given the two other openings, somebody is up to seven now. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, Tennessee and the Giants.
Listen to this, Bob. Atlanta Falcons' next head coach odds, Clint Kubiak, 3-1. Jeff Hafley, a Pitt man, formerly, 11-2. Kevin Stefanski, 13-2. Mike LaFleur, Brian Flores, 9-1. And Deion Sanders, 12-1. What do you think happens there?
I'm not going for Deion Sanders, I can tell you that. I think Kubiak's a guy who's held in, you know, high regard, offensive mind, guy who can make things happen, is, you know, relationship with the quarterback. I think he's very good at that kind of stuff. So, you know, there are going to be so many names that you hear of. The question always is, do you want a defensive guy or an offensive guy? You can make the case that Mike...
Most people say offensive.
Yeah, but
guy.
Mike McDonald has done some wonderful things. And he lets things go on offense. He defers that. He doesn't get involved from what I've been reading about him. And he's just a defensive guy. And boy, that defense is probably the best in the NFL.
Arthur Smith at 50-1 to get that job, Bob. How about the Cleveland job? Listen to this, oh, limitless wonder. Who do you think's the favorite for the Cleveland job, according to Jimmy Shapira?
John Gruden.
Nope. Limits? Wrong. Robert Saleh.
No, I was
going to
say Pete Carroll.
He's a defensive coach.
Mike McCarthy, second. I don't think that would be a bad hire for the Cleve Brownies. You, Bob?
No, I think given a year, I think, yeah, I would investigate that, sure.
7-1. Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator. I'm not big on that pick. 8-1. Jim Schwartz at 9-1.
He's on their current team. He could be the guy.
But. Yeah. And then Clint Kubiak, Mike LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, everybody in on those names. Matt Nagy. Can you imagine if the Browns hired Matt Nagy to be their head coach?
Well, then again,
that would
might.
Go over. Come
that would
on.
Be a very Cleveland thing to do.
You've got to be kidding me. Some other ones here. These are fascinating. College coaches not getting mentioned a lot here, Bob. I wonder why.
Well, because most of them come to the NFL and don't do well. I thought if anyone, you know, the Texas head coach is a guy that a lot of people think would do well in the NFL. But I don't know that I'd go that in that direction. I still think you got to get guys who've been here a little bit, done that on the sidelines, in prominent roles, and take them over college coaches.
Like Marcus Freeman?
Like Marcus.
Freeman, maybe he's a great name to bring up, and he's done wonderful things. I don't know if he'd be successful at the next level. He might be. He might not be.
Were you
That's
surprised the Steelers were interested in him, or at least had internal discussions, according to, I think it was Adam Schefter that put it out there?
I don't know.
Or maybe I think it was Diana Rossini.
I was a little bit surprised, yeah, to hear that they actually, if they did do that, went through that whole process before the season's even over, yes. Sarkisian's a guy I think could do well in the NFL. I do, because he has a different kind of mentality when it comes to offense. So
everybody wants that offensive guy for sure. How about the hidden play from yesterday's game, Bob, that you'd like to talk about? Was there a play that isn't really on the radar that helped decide the game?
I keep going back to 3rd and 10 plays that weren't scoring plays. When you're 9 for 16 in third down conversions, you're doing really good work. Of those 9, 5 are over 8 yards. Those are big plays. And if you do not convert them, you're punting the ball away. And then all of a sudden, scoring opportunities that you got and converted won't exist. Third downs are the keys. They always are. You keep drives going, you result in points. So to me, that's the key. The third down plays that you did not see listed as scoring plays.
I'm going to stick with my Derek Harmon plays on that one series to keep it at 10-0.
Just a hustle.
He might have saved touchdowns on both. He definitely saved way longer gains when he stepped into the gap and just hammered Derrick Henry, like one-on-one. And then he chased down Lamar on the next play. That kid is something else, Bob.
He really is. And he was injured to start the season, injured during this. He had a lot of stuff to overcome. He won their Rookie of the Year. And I think he's going to be I tell you what, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton, and him together, very difficult to move around and can cause havoc on their own without the benefit of a blitz.
Man, I thought Cam was gone on the first play, didn't you? When Henry went up the sidelines, it looked like a knee injury.
Or a hamstring. Man, the guy fell. But yeah, I thought that's not what you need. But there you go with Cam Hayward, chasing somebody down 50 yards down the field. You know,
that was amazing.
That is an infectious thing that when you're a young kid like, you know, Benton or Derek Harmon, you're going to learn from that.
He is truly a physical marvel that he's doing this at his age. And man, that contract dispute and how mad everybody was, that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
It really does.
Nobody cares anymore, I don't think. Do they?
No. You know, I mean, if he wasn't playing well, people would have brought it up. But he is playing well. So that's how you silence people. You play well, and it goes away. It's funny how it works.
Thank you, Bob.
Speaking of going away, we're about to, aren't we?
Yeah. Did you say goodbye to Limits?
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Bob.
A.K.A. Fernando. I'm going to call you Fernando.
I mean, I kind of do look like Fernando Mendoza. I start to see it now. A lot of people have been saying it.
Yeah. You just took a photo next to him.
Yeah, I'm going to post
that.
Not
him live, but him on TV, and it's uncanny.
I like him, by
startling.
The way. I love his exuberance. I love the way
he's fun.
Just enjoys life. You know, he's a really good quarterback who's developed a lot over there. So.
If I'm the Raiders, I take him first in the draft. I bring in Stefanski, and I go from there, Bob. Limits, it's too bad we couldn't get Father Max on the air.
I know. Pony can't believe it either. We're talking about it back here.
I'm just stunned about this.
Watch Pony will end up getting him on their show. Ghosted? Watch.
Ghosted, yeah.
Yeah, ghosted.
Who ghosted?
And then Bob didn't step in with all
those clout. What am I supposed to do? I get no responses.
No, Bob tried. Bob reached out to people. Bob reached out to necessary people.
Yeah, but
Bob
has
ghosted. All the clout.
Somebody,
the
world
was
somebody.
Nobody at the Steelers got back to you?
Oh, well, they're busy. I don't
everybody's
know.
Everybody's busy, Bob. We're trying to get somebody on the air
everybody's
talking about across the country.
Maybe tomorrow we can get him on.
Bob, maybe somebody at St. Vincent didn't want to. I don't know. Who knows?
St. Vincent reached out to us.
Before they got authority maybe to do it. I don't
know.
They
reached out to us, Bob.
They said they loved the show.
Somebody stepped in and put the kibosh on it.
I don't know.
Maybe they just have things to do. Maybe they're in confessionals.
We all have things. Well, you know, maybe.
For those people who bet against the Steelers and wanted to go to Father Max and say, I'm sorry, and hopefully you'll continue with your holy water next week.
Maybe, what was his name? Fizzleweed? Who was that guy?
Fizzlewick.
Fizzlewick, right?
Fizzlewick.
Yeah. Good night, Limits.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Fizzlewick.